brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 26th day of August, 2011, on this Friday edition. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the entire 3 hours of the transmission today. And, of course, we have our weekly visit on the economy and the geopolitical developments with Bob Chapman, our regular Friday guest, in the third hour today. Ben Bernanke came out and said, we're not going to do QE3, but as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said yesterday, they're already engaging in different types of stealth QE3 with the private Federal Reserve buying with fiat made-up digital numbers, 70-plus percent and growing of U.S. Treasury bonds. Now, Bernanke's also called on Congress for another stimulus. So that's something that will also increase, obviously, the debt and pump more dollars into the economy, not actually growing the real economy, just devaluing currency further. It will slow the slide into abject depression in the short term, but in the end only make it worse when it finally completely melts down. And that's what we've been telling you for over 3 years with the last two stimuluses and all the different banker bailouts. And the things that we've seen, when there is a bailout of General Motors, they move to China, they move to Brazil, they move to Eastern Europe. It's the same thing with these big mega banks. They're given trillions and trillions of dollars, and then they basically just take that money, hoard it, and don't loan it out to the public. So we're going to be going over that financial news. Stocks declined when Fed offers no new measures. So they're officially announcing the end of the QE2. You know, we ought to get Max Keiser just to pop in for 10 minutes sometime today, because I want to get his view on that. We ought to give him a ring and see if he could join us on the phone or via Skype from his home. If not, we'll probably get him to pop in Sunday with us. Obviously, we'll get Bob Chapman's take on that, but I like to get multiple views on the situation. Now, I saw two articles out. NYPD confirms CIA officer works at department. This is out of the Associated Press. This is completely illegal. And actually, Homeland Security has admitted, since before it existed officially, before it was given cabinet power in 2002, the fledgling organization in late 2001 admitted that they had CIA agents in every major city and even many small towns. This is an organization caught trafficking narcotics, weapons worldwide, engaged in every form of just absolute evil you can imagine. That is the actual field operatives. The analysts are a different group altogether, more diverse. But NYPD confirms CIA officer works at department. And of course, there's several federal laws barring that, but federal laws aren't to be followed. There's a lot of laws against warrantless wiretapping of citizens, but they do it. Here's another one. CIA demands cuts in book about 911 and terror fight. They're demanding a whole bunch of stuff be cut out of memoirs of an FBI agent. Well, what is that their business here domestically? We all know that the CIA obviously knows the truth about 9/11. Low-grade moron who's looked at the facts and know the truth about 9/11, and the CIA knows that they are up to their eyeballs in it and with al-Qaeda all over the world. Speaking of al-Qaeda all over the world, I want to pull up the articles because I just saw this before I went live. They came and plopped a new article down in front of me. But remember our military sources, Infowars.com, military sources, ground invasion in late September or early October. Here's the quote. Qaddafi feared a U.S. full-scale ground invasion in late September or October. So showing they were getting the same information we were getting from military sources. All right, we'll be right back. Big transmission live today. Oh, and Lou Rockwell coming up.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, my friends. The 26th day of August, 2011. We are, of course, moving quickly towards the 10th anniversary of the tragic events of 9/11. And we're going to go through a special report dealing with the fact a little bit later in the broadcast that the 9/11 first responders have been barred from the ceremony. I know I've been talking a lot about this because it is just so incredibly outrageous that they're not going to have any of them there. They said they will recognize them, perhaps having a fire chief or police chief there who will thank them. The big question, this tells you so much, is why aren't they allowed to be there? When I open the phones up, I'd like to get your view on that, and then obviously any other subjects you want to raise. Also, there's another report that's up at Infowars.com from here in Austin, Texas, and I've got Paul Watson writing a blurb. And the reason the phones aren't open yet is that I know he's a daily listener and calls in when he can get through routinely. You've heard him announce himself as Ronnie Reeferseed, and he does that to brand himself as a hemp activist who talks about how it's a better cash crop than even cotton and can produce wonderful biofuels. Well, man banned from Austin City Council by mayor for stating his name. And Drudge, obviously, earlier in the week thought it was pretty newsworthy that we did an article about an Ohio congressman at a public town hall telling people no video cameras allowed, quote, to protect his constituents and not embarrass anyone, because he knew there were some people there that disagreed with him and were sitting there peacefully, mainly old ladies, in their seats from the activist group that wanted to ask him questions. So the cops went over and manhandled people and took their cameras. And you've seen Quartzsite where Citizens Communication, you try to get up and say, I don't want my taxes raised. And they say, sorry, I don't like you saying that. You're arrested. And the mayor's like, but it's the rules. It's state law. She's being polite. She's trying to speak. And they just said, you're fired too, mayor. But you can't fire the mayor. Yeah, we got the police. Police, take them out of here. I mean, I'm seeing these type of events every couple days now. And so the phones are not open yet, except for Ronnie Reeferseed, if he wants to call in. Now, he's called before and said, Alex, in fact, he came down to the Capitol at one of our demonstrations against the TSA, one of our stormings of the Capitols. He said, why am I banned from your show? And you're not banned. You get on sometimes. It's just that if I'm saying first-time callers and then I go to somebody and clearly it's you disguising your voice, I'm saying first-time callers. That's their time to call in. But we'd love to hear from you now, Ronnie Reeferseed. And we'll play that clip if and when you call in. 800-259-9231. John Harmon knows his voice well, so no one try to impersonate Ronnie Reeferseed. He's a nice fellow. I'm quite eloquent when he actually covers issues. But he's been thrown out of the county commissioners for trying to talk. He's polite. He's been thrown out of the city council. You know, the city council in Austin has done what many councils have done around the country. You can speak on any agenda item, but now they publish it a week before and make you go down in person and sign up to speak for your 3 minutes. And then they'll get up and walk away when you're speaking. We've had doctors fly in, like Dr. Conant, to say, counsel, I brought another scientist with me. Your own FDA scientists have gone public, as well as EPA scientists, and have said it's deadly and causing massive bone cancer increases. I'd like to give you these documents. And the mayor just gets up and walks off or ignores them. And this is part of their arrogance. I remember when I went down to the city council, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people down there to try to get the city council to pass a resolution saying they'll follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and nullify the Patriot Act at the county and city level. And hundreds of cities, by now it's over 800, four states had done similar things. And I got up to speak, and I'd been given the time. They've since, I'm told, gotten rid of that, where people can basically try to give you their time. Sometimes they'll allow it, sometimes they don't. And I'd been given people's time, so I had like 15 minutes. And the mayor just said, I've got to go, but I'll be listening, you know, in the back room. And they all laughed. It was very, very funny. But I got up and I think gave one of my best ever heartfelt speeches to them. And I said, this is not a laughing matter. This is not a game. You get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. None of us are safe. This is what makes America, America. Please do the right thing and pass this resolution. And they did narrowly pass it. Max Kaiser is going to be popping in at 11:30 for just about 10 minutes. And then at 12:30, we're going to have Lou Rockwell on. It is taped, but it's premiering on the radio here for everyone. What we're going to be doing with the nightly TV show that officially kicks off next Thursday, September 1st, 7 p.m. Central every night, is we're going to basically take clips, say, if Ron Paul's on or if Lou Rockwell's on or Max Kaiser or any of the regular guests we have, but many, many other guests. We're lining up just dozens and dozens of really informative people to be on the show every night. Sometimes we'll have several interviews, news packages. If you want to see something close to what you're going to be seeing next week, it's the special report we did last night that is now posted for members at prisonplanet.tv. Like, let me just go to prisonplanet.tv. I don't even know what we called the special report last night. It aired from like 7 to 8 o'clock last night. But again, if you go to prisonplanet.tv, it's not posted up there yet. I mean, I know it's posted in the live show area, because you have You have this radio show that's 3 hours long every day posted as a second show right now. These special reports are going as like a second show, so it's in the daily show archive area. You'll just see two shows for the day. But normally Paul makes a banner and then posts it up there so people can find that specifically. We're reworking the site. It's going to launch early next week, where it's a lot easier to navigate for people that are new users. It would have already happened, but one of our programmers was out, the family issue. So we're very, very close to that. But I talked to Watson earlier because I'm getting a lot of emails and a lot of calls and a lot of comments. And like every article, it's like, where is it? You know, it needs to be in a special report area. It needs to be in a live area. It needs to be somewhere where we can get to it easier. And I know you can go right up to the top of prisonplanet.tv and you can click on the Alex Jones live area, and then there's the archive of it. I understand that. But it again, we have a new system where the nightly news is in one spot clearly on its own page. The special reports are on another page. The daily radio / TV show, Alex Jones Live, we're calling it, that's going to be in its own area. Because we're so busy producing all this media and then, like, burying it. I'm going to call Watson right now. I know, you know, in between his hundreds of duties, he is he told me right before I went live that it was there so I could direct people to that. The point is that we're going to take clips. We're going to take clips. And hold on 1 second, Paul. We're going to take clips and really powerful pieces of the nightly news and then air it on the radio every day. So even if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you'll get some of the key news and highlights here. Hey, Paul, I'm getting massive feedback. I know we're about to do the relaunch of PrisonPlanet.tv next week because we've added all these new features and they get added into no, I know it's in video reports link, but people don't know that. I mean, if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, show them right there, top of the site, home, latest news, Alex Jones Live, trailers, media, subscribe now. Where's the video report area? There it is. It's now up. So it was up. Watson was right. I guess my computer didn't refresh. Well, good job, Watson. See, when I hit refresh, it says eugenics special. But there it is, Ron Paul 2012 special report with Lou Rockwell. Watson, are you excited about the fact we're going to have the site reworked and stuff next week? No, you're not on the air. We're having a private conversation right now here on the radio. This is the new system here. Everything, total transparency. By the way, I'm going to let listeners know, we are considering mounting live cameras with a whole nother feed out there in the control room and mounting cameras throughout the office. I'm not kidding. That's the next phase of total InfoWars. You will literally be in the office. Watson's going to have cameras mounted at his house. How's that sound, Watson? He just said he's going to have one mounted on his forehead. All right, I'll call you back, buddy. I'll see you. Oh, man. Take care. I don't know what's wrong with my computers in here. I got two different computers, and they never refresh. And in there, they all refresh. Anyways, it's called Ron Paul 2012 Report, and that's how I just digressed for 5 minutes, was trying to discover the name of it. We were up here working until, I don't know, about 8 o'clock last night or so. Or no, I guess 8:30 or so. And I took the guys out for some wicked red meat. But what a great crew we have. Okay, that's enough from there. I'm going to reset. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and get into the news. But the point I was making, Max Keiser's coming up on what this announcement of no QE3 means. But as Dr. Roberts said, they're still doing it pretty much. It's not by stealth. They just don't call it QE3. And you saw Greenspan say a few weeks ago, he said, we'll just print money. We're not going to default. So that's a big issue that we're going to be discussing briefly with Keiser. Then I've got about a 15-minute interview I did with Lou Rockwell that we're going to be playing at the bottom of the next hour after we take some of your calls. And then Bob Chapman will be joining us on The Economy and taking your phone calls. All of this and more coming up today. But again, if you are not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's awesome. It's got 8 years of material. You can download the stuff, give it to people. You can share your passcode with up to 6 people. Wink, wink. and a lot more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Okay, I'll stop there.
Okay, you will stop there.
But for weekly
you
update,
you will stop. Step back.
No,
your
wait.
Time is up.
I didn't make a sound, sir. We're not going to let him do this. Look, call 1-888-699-NEWS to find out for weekly updates, to subscribe to American Free Press. And for weekly updates, What?
Here come the cops.
What did I do? What am I doing?
Okay, what you're watching and listening to is a local Austin activist who goes by Ronnie Reefer Seed, and he's branded himself as that. It actually does get him attention, and he's a hemp activist. And a lot of you have heard him as a caller into this show, and he was listening, and he did call in because on all three Austin news channels this morning this was on television, it was on radio on every channel I tuned into, 590 AM, 93.7 KLBJ. I tuned into another station driving in. This is all they're talking about in Austin is why did the mayor have this guy drug out by police and banned for 1 year from coming into the Austin City Council? And then I'm told some of the other activists that were there who just said, hey, that's not right, they were thrown out and banned for a period. And to tell us exactly what happened is the man himself, Ronnie Reefer Seed. This is what we see in Ohio at a public meeting and the congressman saying, police, take these old ladies' cameras who are peaceably sitting there taping, but letting the news continue to film. This is what we see in Quartzsite, Arizona. All over the country, government saying, you can't sell tomatoes on a street corner. There's been more arrests and fines today with people selling lemonade across the country from California to Massachusetts. This is going on everywhere. You can't have a garden in your front yard. Now you can't have it in your backyard. Even if you live in a rural area, they're saying you can't have chickens now. I saw that report yesterday. Government thinks that it owns us, and Lee Liffingwell is an absolute joke. He's one of these Tarrytown little globalist minions busy handing our infrastructure over to the New World Order, trying to take over our roads for toll companies. What a joke of a city council we have. What a sickening display of petty tyrants. But Austin deserves it because you let these scum do it. In fact, let's play a clip of Leffingwell being a tyrant, then we'll go back to Ronnie Reefer Seed. Let's play that clip. Here it is. You'll need to turn it up.
Mona Gonzalez, there'll be order in the chamber or we'll clear the chamber.
All right, we're going to get to more of this later because I let's just go to Ronnie Reefer Seed. Ronnie, exactly what happened?
Well, thank you, sir. Yes, it was, as you were saying, I was, as usual, trying to introduce myself as I usually do, and that is, of course, Ronnie Reefer Seed. And that's relatively mild. Now, what I'd recently done was I put a raspberry on the end of it with fingers coming out of my ears, wiggling my finger, you know, the thumbs of my ears, wiggling my fingers. That one little added extra level step to it took the mayor out of his chair, and he just blew up like a spoiled child and said, no, we can't do it. You can't do that. That offends me.
That's right. You can't defile his supreme parasiticness. And so you're meant to grovel. You don't go before an imperial ruler. And you know, our president isn't called Your Excellency or Your Supremeness. In other countries, they are. And our American system is about pulling down disgusting leaders and not treating them with respect when they don't treat us with respect. So you've done your sacrament, your thing you enjoy so much. That's your free speech. What else happened there at the event?
Well, actually, I didn't even do it. They were planned. In other words, the it was packed with police for some reason, unlike any other time. It was packed with police, so they were ready to do something, I think, to me. And they were expecting me to do the full thing, including the raspberry at the end of it.
Yes, you told us about that.
Yeah, but I did not do that. I just did the mild version that I just recently did for you. And that still, he pretended as if I'd done the raspberry, and he blew up and he called the police over. So it was just his overreaction. You know, I mean, he's obviously out of control. And
yeah, but what about this issue of you being banned from the imperial court for 1 year?
That's what the security guard came up to me afterwards and said, they've got a rule that if you cross this one barrier, the mayor made a point that I forget what the letter thing was, but they made some technical thing where they said I was disturbing things. I was disrupting the meeting.
Ah, and your public communication.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Our special report, Ron Paul 2012, close to an hour-long special report, is posted right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it is a foreshadowing of the weeknight TV show that kicks off next Thursday, September 1st, 7 p.m. And from that point into the future, probably many years, if civilization doesn't completely collapse or if the First Amendment isn't completely annihilated and the internet kill switch isn't implemented, then it is a new mainstay. So mark your calendars. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, InfoWars Nightly News, where all the key intel of the day, key guest, hard-hitting information, condensed down, focused, tailored, designed with the key ingredient, truth, for you to be able to carry the ball and get it out to everyone you know. InfoWars Nightly News, and you, the PrisonPlanet.tv members, have underwritten the work we're doing, and I can just say that we have put together a wonderful crew of great people, our old crew, the new folks we've hired, and I'm very, very excited and blessed and thankful to be here. Now, we're going to Max Keiser to break down the big developments in the economy. He's calling it countdown to meltdown as we see bank failures and collapses going on all over the world, and Warren Buffett and the globalists trying to prop up Bank of America. Bernanke declaring there's not going to be QE3 while he goes ahead with QE3-type programs. We're going to be talking to Max here in just a moment. But finishing up with Austin activists, and I'm going to be honest, I've met Ronnie Rieferseed a couple times. Nice guy, but he is annoying. And I'm annoying to some as well, okay? And it is obnoxious people that get things done. And he's branding that term, and so people listen to him, and he's trying to become an Austin type character like Leslie, but in a better way. And I think that's fine. My only issue is that I just was trying to get him to talk about what happened that we didn't see on the camera, and reportedly the mayor throwing other people out. I'm told John Bush was. You can confirm that. Not one of the guys with TAG, what Texans for accountable government, and just the incredible arrogance, because they've already basically made it next to impossible to try to speak at council. Got to sign up a week before, or if you do get signed up for an agenda, they'll try to restrict you. They're very arrogant and haughty, and a very nasty globalist, carbon taxing city council that Austinites should get politically involved and defeat these scum. We need patriots here, not mainline liberals or mainline conservatives. But, Ronnie, what else happened? Because this is part of a larger, dangerous trend of shutting down lemonade stands, banning cameras at town halls, arresting people that speak in court site. I mean, who cares if what you say is a perseveration and beginning to enter the realm of a Tourettesian event? I'm the same way. So I'm not knocking you here. We're both annoying creatures. And I'm sure you're about to repeat the word over and over again, the term. But tell us what else happened there.
No, I won't hit you over the head with it. I really try not to be obnoxious. I try to be articulate. And one thing I have to say, though, that you're leaving out of my whole story is that I'm trying to help save our troops. Literally, I survived a traumatic brain injury similar to what our troops are coming home with, better than some, worse than others. And my main chemical that put me over the edge and back into the real world, ironically, was tetrahydrocannabinol. Somehow I convinced somebody to bring a joint to the hospital. I smoked it, and the next day my memory came back. I'm a new person. I'm trying to spread the news about this medicinal, actual, miraculous giving medicinal marijuana. It gave me my life back. And that's why I'm so devoted.
I never even knew that. I knew that you were a hemp activist, and I support that. I support freedom across the board, and I support states' rights. So that is wonderful news, Ronnie. We're about to go to Max Kaiser, who's kind enough to join us on short notice here for a segment or so via Skype from Paris with some very important news. So finish up with any other information that happened at the city council and where you're going from here, because I hear legal actions are being prepared.
That's right. I've got some great friends, and we're moving forward. But they shut down, basically. I was thrown out of there. I was literally escorted out of the building, and the cops watched me get in my car to leave. But the people who were there, stayed there, they were still harassed. They weren't allowed to speak, and that's a completely new rule that the mayor dreamed up, that citizens can only, like, the agenda was 115 items. We were only allowed to speak on three of 115 items. Some wacky rule he decided to come up with, and those lockstep
That's saying that even if the issue was, you know, dealing with demolishing your house, if you didn't sign up a week before, you can't speak, and if they're talking about three items that concern you, or four items, sorry, you can't talk about the fourth item. This is a council out of control. They're out of control all over the country. And as this develops and unfolds, Ronnie Rieferseed will continue to check in with you. Okay, thank you so much. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold and try to give you an email or something so you can stay in contact. I know Jaron asked me to give you his email. I'm joking. You're awesome. Jaron gets all these thousands of emails. He's like, how do I keep track of these? But Ronnie, we love you. You're a great guy. And I was saying that as a compliment. You've got to be the squeaky wheel to get the grease, and you certainly have gotten under their skin. A very articulate, smart guy when he's not repeating the Ronnie Rieferseed thing over and over again. But, hey, that's how you brand something to get people to pay attention to you. So I think he's a great guy, and we appreciate you. Okay, shifting gears. Max Kaiser of the Kaiser Report on RT, and, of course, the On the Edge on Press TV, and radio host, you name it, joins us via video Skype from Paris. And I wanted to get him on because we've got these reports here Bernanke promises no new steps to boost economy. Bernanke proposes no new steps to boost economy, but hence Congress should help with a new stimulus, I guess, given to special interests. But according to Dr. Roberts and others we've talked to, they're still really engaged in QE3 by stealth, still having the private Federal Reserve buy the Treasury bonds. Max Keiser, what's really happening here?
Well, first of all, can you hear me? I have my headphones in.
Can you hear me? Yes, sir. Okay. I can hear you. Very nice headphones.
Okay. The one of the interesting points that he made was that he was going to extend next month's Federal Open Market Committee for 2 days, and they're going to introduce and talk about special tools or new tools to keep quantitative easing going. And the fact that he's not introducing quantitative easing 3, as you point out, the market is still not suffering in terms of where the bond prices are. Bond prices are still being held up. So clearly somebody's doing the buying, and that somebody is the federal government. And so I think what they're doing is they're waiting to back end some big surprises in next month's meeting, which would be the September Federal Open Market Committee meeting. But this is some of the tools that they could be used. I think we're seeing what's happening in countries like Switzerland, which is now charging people to keep money in banks in Switzerland. That's a negative interest rate. And I think this is part of the toolbox that they're going to introduce. So when you have $100,000 at the bank, or even $10,000 or $1,000 at the bank, they'll charge you 1 or 2% as a cost. Remember, only a couple of years ago, you might get 1 or 2% in interest. Now they'll charge you 1 or 2% to store your money. The theory being that this will encourage people to take their money out of the bank and spend it on stocks or spend it on consumer items to get the economy going. And that's one of the so-called special tools that I think we're going to see next month.
Now, in your email this morning, when we contacted you and asked you to come on, you fired back with basically saying banks are getting ready to melt down all over the world, and you listed some countries, mainly in Europe, and then you said 1, 2, 3 meltdown. So I guess this little segment could be called 1, 2, 3 meltdown, Max. What does 1, 2, 3 meltdown mean?
Okay, well, starting in 2000, and of course 2008, we had the collapse of Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns, and everyone became aware of this global financial crisis. We've been playing a global game of pass the grenade. And the grenade is $50 trillion in debt. And various countries are playing this game of pass the grenade. And if you look at the Financial Times, you'll see this being played out every single day. So in Greece, they announced that Finland is not happy with the collateral that they're getting in exchange for debt forgiveness in that country. So now the ECB is coming in to guarantee more backstop on the Greek economy collapsing. So they're trying to pass the grenade. In France, as I spoke to you on the last time I was on your show, Societe Generale, major bank here in France, technically insolvent, the biggest player and the biggest bailout recipient after the AIG collapse in 2008. They're on a tinder box. They are in the process of needing some major bailout. They're about to go belly up. And, of course, Bank of America here in the United States. A week ago, they said, we don't need capital. But then Warren Buffett said, well, I know you don't need capital, but here's $5 billion anyway. And, by the way, I'm going to charge you 7% on that money, even though you could get the same deal from the Feds for a quarter of 1%. And you also, they're selling their big stake in China Construction Bank today to raise capital as desperately as they possibly can, because Bank of America, the second biggest bank in America, is insolvent. So is Societe Generale. So are the banks in Greece. So this game of global pass the financial grenade is speeding up. The stakes are getting higher. And we see it happening in live now, in real time, with news coming out. And as a result, Alex, the markets themselves, you see these enormous swings and volatility. The stock market up and down 400 or 500 points. Price of gold up and down 2 or 3 percentage points in a day. Because the markets themselves are reflecting this unfolding chaos, this unfolding meltdown, banking meltdown. And Bernanke, of course, without being able to offer any leadership whatsoever, he's simply kicking the can down the road and saying, well, next month we'll get to it with special tools that we'll pull out of our magic bag of tricks next month. In the meantime, we're just going to continue to buy these debts in the shadow banking system. We're going to encourage, we're going to increase the debts in the U.S., which is only making the situation much, much worse.
That's right. So when the chickens do fully come home to roost, it'll be much, much worse, as Ron Paul and many other people have broken down. And now you call it pass the grenade or musical chairs. And the person that gets left standing when the music stops basically burst into flame. You could also liken it to a revolver with, say, 15 chambers in it. And there's a round in one of them. And so they spin the cylinder and they hand it to Europe, then back to the U.S., and then to England, and then they hand it to Asia, and then they hand it to Latin America. So they're trying to pass the grenade around, but even as they're passing it around, Max, we see the blood running out of the economy worldwide. So I go back to this. As we get closer and closer to this event horizon that Dr. Roberts was talking about yesterday, where there is no point of return, he believes there is a point of return if they reverse these policies. But they're not reversing them because it's command destruction. They are wrecking the global economy, massing all the assets in their hands. Then they'll blow out the dummy banks later. The elites will be left holding all the, quote, resources, and then we'll be their debt slaves. So what's the time frame here, Max, on how you see all of this basically playing out?
Well, what's being sacrificed in the interim, what's being sacrificed today, our various countries' sovereignty. So in the case of Greece, they've lost their sovereignty. In the case of Ireland, they've lost their sovereignty. Iceland maintained their sovereignty only by kicking the bankers out and prosecuting them and chasing them into London where they're hiding out and by letting their economy collapse. But they're the exception. So, but very, these countries are in turn losing their sovereignty. And the way that it happens is that because there's no leadership from a Bernanke or an Obama, they keep deferring to the Bank of International Settlements or the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund, which, of course, are global institutions. So Bernanke and Obama are swapping America's sovereignty to avoid having to deal with this problem today. And that's happening right now. So the timeline is today. America is in the process of losing its sovereignty today because the financial decisions that will affect America's future are being discussed in the hallways and the conference rooms in Brussels, in Switzerland, in Europe, and around the world. They're not being discussed by Obama. Obama has essentially abdicated his role as president of the United States. He's now just a functionary waiting for instructions from these global bankers who have taken on the responsibility to sort out this debt problem. And the way that they sort out the debt problem is to increase the debt. And that's the only thing they know how to do. And as a result, it's only making the situation much worse. Now, just as a way to illustrate this, Alex, I thought this might be interesting. As I was waiting to get on the show here, I posted on my website two charts, the U.S. government 10-year bond chart, both the price and the yield, to just give you a graphic illustration of the history of America's demise. Because if you go back to 1980, when the 10-year interest rate was 15.5%, that was the beginning of the Reagan Revolution and the neoliberal revolution and the Wall Street ascent to take over the economy. Since that 1980 period when interest rates on the 10-year bond were 15.5%, they are now at 2%. And that is the history of America going into the debt market to finance its growth. At some point during the past 40 years, somebody should have stepped in and stop that 10-year interest rate from going to 2%. Because 2% is like, if you have to think of it like an EKG machine at the hospital, you know, when it gets down to the point where it's not moving anymore, the patient is dead.
Max, let me stop you. We're going to, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, radio listeners can go to MaxKaiser.com and see these graphs. But for live viewers right now that are watching us on TV, we're going to put the graphs up on screen. So describe what you're talking about here.
Right. This is just a very simple graph of the price of a U.S. government 10-year treasury bond going back to 1980 when the yield or the amount of money you would get on that bond, if you were a saver and you bought a 10-year treasury bond, you would be getting 15.5% on your money. If you're a saver, if you had a pension account, that's what you got on your money. And as you see, the history up until today is the slide down to 2%, and last week it got down to below 2%. Underneath that chart, you see the price of the bond markets that have gone up and up and up. Now, the reason why it's important to understand this, is when people talk about extend and pretend in dealing with the debt problems, what they mean is that as long as interest rates are going down, as you see in the top chart, they can keep adding to the debt load and making it the debt load bigger and bigger, because the interest cost on that debt, as you see that in chart number one, that keeps getting cheaper and cheaper. And at the bottom, you see the price of the bonds getting higher and higher. And that's the dynamic. That is the essential underlying dynamic driving 40 years of financial history in America, and how America went from having $500 billion of debt under Reagan to having 14 to 15 to 16 trillion in debt, with stated with another 50 trillion off the books. That's how they did it. They used artificially cheap interest rates, and that's what quantitative easing is, Alex. It's about the government keeping interest rates artificially cheap to support this bond market, and that's the dynamic.
Absolutely. When we come back, I want to get to the central issue. It's horrible for us, but it's good for the central banks. They institute the crisis. They pose as the saviors. They take the system completely over and then rape us that much harder. How do we get out of it?
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rossberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Folks, it's really simple. The megabanks set up the Council on Foreign Relations and other corporate groups to influence peddle and set up vertically integrated pyramidal power structures in every Western country. They lobbied and over time took control of our militaries. and now totally ruthless megabanks, six of them, and the private families that own and control them are establishing absolute domination over this country and the rest of the world. They are funding Al-Qaeda rebels openly, now admitting that the West started the whole thing in Libya. It was all staged, an overthrow, unbelievable humanitarian disaster. They are now openly announcing in the last 2 years the solution to the economic crisis they created, that they're admittedly the authors of it, the derivatives fraud, wrecking a once powerful sovereign nation state, the United States, and many other sovereign states, taking us from the greatest creditor to the greatest debtor. They are now openly announcing new private banks of the world. Look what Max has talked about, the EU. They call it Rise of the Fourth Reich, a financial dictatorship. Now we have the super Congress in control of our financial system, not the rest of Congress. Max, is our weakness that some of us have a blind spot that when real tyranny actually takes over, because it's done in a bureaucratic way and, you know, not some guy in a military outfit strutting around with a beret on, that people can't recognize it because they're going to give us no quarter. They are going to throttle us back into the Stone Age and wreck everything. I don't think people understand that they're not playing games. They're going to totally wreck everything because that's their financial terrorist operation.
Well, I think you can learn a lot from just focusing on prices and how prices represent themselves in the economy and how prices are trending in the economy. So when you ask, why are people acquiescent to this soft stealth coup of the economy? It's because for those same 40 years we just talked about, the prices of stuff like food and energy have been going down. And America was able to outsource its labor to China, which meant that you could buy clothes for prices that were cheaper. The prices of electronics keeps going down. So it's been accomplished by delivering to Americans cheaper prices. They go to Walmart, they buy stuff, and they get a lot, for a dollar because it's so cheap because of all this really geopolitical domination that goes on in countries.
But
where
that's
they
in the out. Early phase where the crack dealer goes and gives the 10 and 11-year-olds some free crack. Now we're basically zombie crack whores wandering around with pus coming out of our eyes.
Right. Now prices are starting to go up. So, and this is what's causing the crisis. And, you know, that 10-year government bond chart that now shows getting 2% on a 10-year bond, well, we know that inflation is running 4, 5, 6%. So that means that you're losing money now every single year. So the magic of the post-Reagan revolution is finished and it's running in reverse and people's purchasing power is collapsing. And once the price of food, there's a magic formula. Once the price of food gets to be 40% of your weekly budget, you start to see revolutions. It got to that point in Tunis and we saw a revolution. It got to that point in Egypt and we saw a revolution. Once it gets to 40% of your budget, the price of food, and it gets to 40%, it tends to create a revolutionary type of situations. And in America, the price of food is now creeping up to being a major part of people's weekly spend. Their wages are going down, but the price of food and energy is going up. And this is what's causing this dynamic. So
Max,
now
do five more minutes with us because I want to see where this dynamic's leading us. Then your calls, Lou Rockwell, Bob Chapman, and more.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.